more news stories now, with a vow from a property developer to kickstart plans for a revamp of the building project at the Deal ground. Mylene Klass wants to give back to her hometown, and a local Lidl store announces its closure.
Fresh hope has emerged of unlocking one of the city's most prominent derelict sites. Ceres Property Company received outline planning permission for up to 670 homes on the Deal ground and May Gurney site in Trouss in 2013. Now, designs have been revealed ahead of final plans being lodged for this summer, ahead of the July 12th deadline. André Ceres, director of the firm, said, "We know that the transformation of these sites has been a long time coming, but we're determined to get the job done and kickstart the regeneration of East Norwich."
Scientists at the UEA have made a major breakthrough in the fight against bone cancer in children, hailed as the most important discovery in the field for 50 years. A study conducted at the university has found that a new drug potentially works against all types of primary bone cancer in children. Tests found that the medicine called CAD522 is able to block a gene that helps cancer spread. Daryl Green of the UEA's Norwich Medical School led the research, having been inspired to study the condition after losing his best friend to it as a teenager. He said, "I wanted to understand the underlying biology of cancer spread so that we can intervene at the clinical level and develop new treatments so that patients won't have to go through the things my friend Ben went through." Primary bone cancer is the third most common solid childhood cancer after brain and kidney, with around 52,000 new cases every year worldwide. It can rapidly spread to other parts of the body, and this is the most problematic aspect of this type of cancer. Once it is spread, it becomes very difficult to treat with curative intent. The researchers say the breakthrough drug increases survival rates by 50% and does not have the same side effects as chemotherapy. The research was conducted using bone tumour samples from 19 cancer patients, which were then implanted into mice. The mice were then treated with the drug and monitored. Dr. Green added, "In preclinical trials, metastasis-free survival was increased by 50% using the new CAD522 drug on its own, without chemotherapy or surgery. I'm optimistic that combined with other treatments, such as surgery, this survival figure would be increased further."
There is so much talent and so much potential in the town. Those are the words from Gorleston-born Mylene Klass as she shared her views on how she aims to inspire the lives of others. Born on April the 6th, 1978, the singer and presenter picked up music at an early age and attended Norwich's Notre Dame High School and later Cliff Park High School before graduating in musical theatre at the Royal Academy of Music. In 2001, Mylene was a winning contestant in the ITV reality television show Pop Stars. As part of the pop group Hearsay, Mylene recorded two number one hits. Since then, Mylene has gone on to have a solo music career and entered the world of broadcasting and fashion design. Speaking at the opening of Into University's new Great Yarmouth Learning Centre, Mylene said, "It was important to bring those skills back home. It was the community that supported me," she said.
Two left shoes that date back to the 16th century have been found bricked up in the fireplace of the historic Britain's Arms in Elm Hill. Now a city ghost hunter and history buff who uses the alias Edward L. Norfolk and runs Haunted and Abandoned Norfolk has shared the secrets of the antique footwear. Edward said, in earlier centuries, the superstition of bricking up a shoe in the fireplace was commonplace because it was seen as a way of protecting the home from evil spirits. They were put in the fireplace because chimneys were considered weak spots where bad spirits could enter. But why were there two left shoes as opposed to a pair? Edward said, the theory is that when an evil spirit finds the left shoe, it immediately looks for the right shoe. When it cannot be found, the spirit becomes confused. In searching for the right shoe, it leaves less time for haunting. Other theories also include the shoes trapping witches who enter them and well-worn shoes taking on the persona of the wearer, leaving their good spirit to protect the home.
Violent and abusive attacks on retail staff have almost doubled from pre-pandemic levels, a new crime survey has revealed. More than 850 incidents have been recorded daily in the UK between 2021 and 2022, which includes racial and sexual abuse, physical assault, and threats with weapons. The shocking dangers faced by shop workers include petrified workers at a Norwich bookmaker who feared for her life during a £5,000 armed robbery. Meanwhile, the owner of a Norfolk newsagent faced repeated racist abuse and physical attack by a customer in a long-running row over the winnings from a lottery ticket. Abuse and violence against retail workers became an aggravated offence last year, with the maximum penalty doubled from 12 months to 2 years under the Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Act. But the latest grim statistics from the British Retail Consortium, BRC, crime survey have prompted calls on the Home Office to do more to ensure that this is properly enforced, urging police to prioritise adequately resourcing retail crime. Helen Dixon, the BRC's chief executive, said, "The physical and emotional impact of violent and abusive attacks can last a lifetime."
A well-used budget supermarket will be closing one of its Norwich branches in the coming weeks. Staff at the Drayton Road Lidl in Mile Cross were informed of news that their store would be closing, with many set to transfer to the Lidl store in Aylsham Road. The reason for the closure is believed to be its condition, being one of the older stores. The brand will spend money on building a new store near housing development sites rather than refurbishing the current premises. A specific date is yet to be confirmed publicly. The news comes as the German-founded brand hopes to have 1,100 stores open across UK by 2025. It's understood there have been discussions about building a new store near the city boundary. The nearest Lidl stores are in Aylsham Road, also in Mile Cross, Blue Ball Lane in Sprowston, Fir Covert Road in Taverham, and Poppy Way off the NDR at Postwick.